The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Getting people to listen to their first podcast is important, so it's good to see that Spotify is adding a new feature for users who don't yet listen to podcasts. It's called Get Podcasts for You, and it's now appearing for Spotify free users in many different countries in the world. You'll find a list of those in our show notes and our newsletter today. Google Podcasts is adding a recommended tab containing personalized recommended episodes, according to Android Police. It's probably a test. We don't see the feature yet in any case. And 18 months after the launch of Google Podcasts, Google Play Music Podcasts, an unconnected and competing Google-branded podcast player, is still available. Birds, graceful in flight, but really bloody noisy. Spotted on Twitter, where else? DBird is standalone software that removes bird noises with a single click from your recordings. Sadly, it's not very cheap. Breaker has published a top 100 episodes list for 2019, compiled by listens, likes and comments on the Breaker platform. Joe Rogan is number one. PRX has announced Tracks, a network of original podcasts for preteens and teens aged 9 to 13 year olds. In Spain, a group of primary school children are making podcasts. In France, France Inter is taking one of their popular kids podcasts, Ollie, and turning it into a set of books. Sony Music Entertainment has made a strategic investment in Neon Hum, a podcast production house that won't say how much. Meanwhile, Adam Cardew will manage the UK podcast division, being appointed Vice President of Podcasting and Creative Strategy. Shamrock Capital has invested in podcast advertising company Ad Results Media. They've not said by how much either. And podcast transcripts can grow your audience. That's according to Sounder, a podcast host that, in a splendid coincidence, offers free transcription. In Advice Today, we look at how to properly do HTML episode notes according to the RSS specifications, which most podcast hosts don't actually follow. And if you've noticed that some podcasts sound less loud than others, LUFS is a measurement to help get the loudness of your podcast right. You'll find more about that in our show notes and our newsletter today. And in podcast, Flawless makes the case that a music album is flawless and the hosts decide whether or not they're right. They've just hit 50 episodes. Queen's A Night at the Opera was at 50. And there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.